Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. Today I'm going to tell a story in relation to navigating the real world after committing to living on a solid, high vibration. So, summer 2019, I was in the Hamptons and I ran into an old friend that I was really excited to see and to reconnect with. So after we caught up, I was feeling kind of low vibe and just didn't feel good vibes coming from him and wished I hadn't decided to spend time with him over my other friends who were also there to hang out with, who exude better energy than he was. I spent some time analyzing the situation thereafter and decided that the best move to make for myself was to forgive myself for participating in the low vibe situation because at the time I wasn't operating from my highest self. And later I was able to recognize that and learn to do better moving forward because when you know better, you do better. So fast forward to this past summer, I ran into my old friend again. I initiated a hello and gave him a big warm hug and a quick, "have you been?" kind of scenario. He was so caught off guard by my good energy towards him that he ended up apologizing to me for how he acted last summer. I didn't realize it at the time, but by forgiving myself for participating in the initial situation, I had also manifested an apology to come from him. After he apologized, I let him know that I really appreciated it, but that I didn't need his apology. I asked him if apologizing made him feel better. He looked at me kind of puzzled and said, "What do you mean?" So I told him, "You know, your apology is more for you than it is for me." And he said he never thought about it like that. And then he told me that I give really good hugs and we parted ways. And if you listened to episode 1, I'll let you know that my friend who passed away gave the best hugs, and I thought that also becoming somebody who gives great hugs was another way to honor his memory by implementing his habit into my life to keep us connected. And this interaction felt so good because I was showing up as my best self. My happiness wasn't going to be dictated by whether or not he apologized, but that's when the apologies show up, right? He was essentially guided to match my energy, and it was just confirmation to me that aligning to your highest vibration naturally impacts those around you. So when we parted ways, I went back to my friends and my tequila and felt really great about how this all came full circle. If I had just ignored him when I saw him and vibrated as if, you know, he's a jerk, forget about him, neither of us would have been able to participate in a high vibe interaction that left us both feeling great about ourselves. Sometimes people need us to show them the light, and every single interaction you have with others can be optimized to this result. So that's just a great example for me to look back on and realize that being at the bar with my friends having a great time was already great, but it was maximized by standing on a high vibration when somebody I experienced low vibes with enters into the picture. If you can manage to keep your vibration high no matter what, nobody has the power to lower your frequency if you know how to effectively manage your own. So really the bottom line and the lesson here is if you forgive yourself, your energy changes and gives other people permission and encouragement to apologize also. So I think that, you know, this made me feel really great about, you know, having that kind of awareness, and just makes me more committed to forgiving myself whenever I find myself in a situation that I didn't know better about handling at the time. So forgiving yourself is huge, and it really changes the way that these situations can end up playing out. Even if it takes a year, it's still energy and it's still vibrating, so you never know what's gonna happen. So be patient, but the answer I think here is to always forgive yourself. And it's never too late to forgive yourself either. You know, if it's been a while since you've been in a situation and maybe you're still feeling bad vibes about it, and even if you don't expect to see the person that, you know, you're in this situation with that's low vibe, you know, I didn't really, it's okay. Like, still forgive yourself for you. This was just a good example of, you know, actually confronting the person who also participated in this low vibe situation and being able to have this kind of interaction with him. And it just made my weekend even better and raised my vibe even higher. So thanks for listening. Forgive yourself. Tell people how you feel if you feel guided to. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.